Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Two.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially on this day. This is Memorial Day, my friends. This is the day that we that those more than a million Americans, approximately 1.1 million Americans, have given their lives in battle, paid the ultimate sacrifice, so that you and I can have and do what we do, have what we have, and enjoy the pursuit of happiness. And we celebrate these people, and I do it by name as often as I can because I know the names of those who paid that price. The three that I'm talking about today are Joel Mock, Joel Forrester, and Danny McGee. These were friends of mine. I celebrate their lives and what they did for me on this Memorial Day. Gene Greisman is our guest. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. He's an Emmy-winning television a professional, and he's written so many books. Also, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, etc., etc., and he is one of our great friends and an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Gene Greisman. Dr. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
Well, and thank you very much. Every time as the years pass, you say an original member of our Brain Trust. It reminds me of how old I'm getting.
I know. Anyway, yeah. Welcome to the club. Hey, Gene. but at least we're still hitting on some cylinders, right? As long as
that's right. I like to believe that 80 is the new 50.
There you go. Hey, Gene. you have made a career out of portraying Lincoln. In fact, you have brought Mr. Lincoln to our radio show many times over the years. Today, instead of being Lincoln and reciting the Gettysburg Address, tell us about the Gettysburg Address.
I'll be happy to do that. And I have recited the Gettysburg Address all over this country. In fact, in all over North America, a number of times in Canada. Every time I've done it, I do the Gettysburg Address. Could I tell you a quick story? I don't think I've ever told this on the air about what happened after I did one of these portrayals when I first started doing it.
Right.
I was doing my performance for the Southern Brick Association, and they were meeting out in Pensacola. Now, as a general rule, the Southern Brick Association, these are not flaming liberals. These are often good old boys who sell brick to the contract lumber yard.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down there, and they're about 200 or 300 for their banquet. And so I do my Lincoln portrayal after the banquet. And following that, I'm standing around in costume, and a gentleman comes up to me, and he gives his name, and he says, "I am the president of the Columbus Brick Company." And then he said, "My great-granddaddy got killed the second day at Gettysburg."
Wow.
And nobody needed to tell me which side he fought for. And I'm thinking, "Oh, Lord." And then he said one of the most moving things that I have ever had said to me. He said, "Tonight, I finally got closure."
Wow.
Doesn't that send chills up your spine?
Wow, yeah.
When
you hear Lincoln's words, when you read Lincoln's words, there's no politics in it.
That's right.
In the words.
It's all appealing to the better angels of our nature.
Yes, yes.
As a matter of fact, never once in the Civil War does he mention slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Never once does he mention North. Never once does he mention South. it rises above that. And he had received a letter from a man named Phillips in Boston sometime before, saying, pick some public occasion when you will explain to the nation why all these boys are dying, what this costs, what it is getting us. And so Lincoln chose that occasion, and he says it at the end. He says that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Gene, well said, well done. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Gene Grassman and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.